Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. We're having a special daytime edition to get the week started here on Monday. And man, what a weekend! What a weekend! Just got done with the Thanksgiving weekend, and I have been eating leftovers like crazy. But I'm not complaining. A lot of fun. I hope you all listening had a fun and safe and just cool holiday yourself. Okay, on with the show. Today, I'm very, very excited because we have a fantastic actress and just an all-around fascinating person. I was just talking to her before we came on the show. We have actress Kate Linder on with us today from promoting a new movie that just came out this summer called Dead Love. And you might know her. She's been, you know, on a few times of the show. A very long-running show, The Young and the Restless. Kate, how are you?
I'm great, Jamie. It's so nice to speak with you.
Oh, and you as well. You know, I was just, you don't see this all the time, Kate. Now, I'm not in the movie business. I'm a painter by trade. I just kind of do this little podcast thing. And so I'm not perhaps as savvy in the entertainment business as other people might be. But I was blown away. I was looking at your IMDb page, the Internet Movie Database page, listeners. For those who don't know, that's like a resume type page for film folk and TV folk and entertainment people. Anyhow, Kate, it says, you know, of course, The Young and the Restless. And then like in little letters under, it has a few episodes listed. It says, where you can click to see more, it says, show all 2,265 episodes that you've been in.
Well, I just had my 36th anniversary, so I've been on for over 36 years. I don't know how many episodes that is, but
that's a lot. That's amazing. Now, when you first got the gig, did like your mother or your parents or something, somebody say, now, you know, ride this, have something to fall back on because you don't know how long this wave's going to go. You know, ride it as long as you can.
Well, I mean, my parents always taught me that. That's why they said, no, you have to go to college and you have to get a degree because, you know, just because you want to be an actress, that doesn't, you know, you have to have something to fall back on.
Right.
So I did. I graduated from San Francisco State and I have a degree
nice.
In theater. But you know, you just never know. When I started on Young and the Restless, it was just supposed to be for one day. So you just don't know. Yeah. So I'm very, very fortunate that I'm still
hanging
in there.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And, of course, the character you play is Esther Valentine. I like that name.
Right.
That's an awesome name. Well, that's great. I mean, that's amazing. And see, there you go, kids. If you want to be an actor, an actress, well, that just might happen to you. You know, it could, but...
you have to treat it though. You can't just, I mean, I still study. I still go to class. I still go to my acting class,
right.
My voice lessons, dance. I mean, I still do all that. And you know, it's called show business for a reason. It is a business. It's a business of show. And you just have to treat it like that. As
right.
The business.
Oh, yeah, and it's. You know, and that's just it. In my gig, I'm like I said, I'm a painter. I paint people's pictures for a living. Been doing that for about 20 years.
Wow.
And it's funny because that, you know, beats digging ditches or delivering pizzas, although I'm kind of a chunky guy and pizzas wouldn't be bad. you know, you meet young people and they say, I wish I could sit around and paint like you do all day. And I say, yeah, I wish I could do that too. You know, out of my days are usually about 16 hours long and maybe five of those is actually painting. You have to work that phone, you know. Yeah, it's the stuff nobody wants to hear about has to happen.
Right.
So this is cool. So you, in Dead Love, You play Katerina, the sister. I don't want to give too much of the movie away for those who haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But I don't think this is. Go ahead.
I know. You can't really. You got to see it because it's really different and it has a. You never think, you know, you can't see the ending coming. At least I couldn't, you know.
Right.
Surprising.
Now, now, you play the sister of this mysterious woman who's runs a funeral home, a funeral director.
No, I run the funeral home.
Actually. Oh, you run the funeral home.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's my home. And then my sister is there. She doesn't run it. She works at it.
I got
it. Works there. Yeah. Yeah. I had never done this genre before, and so it's sort of interesting because, as it turns out, now I am actually in two films, Desperately Seeking Love and The Charnel House, which is also just a fabulous film that's out as well. And and they're both in this genre, and it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun to do.
Was this just something you wanted to approach because you hadn't done this and you said, okay, this is the next hill to conquer?
Well,
or...
it turns out that, you know, Manny Eisler, who wrote this film, and it's incredible. He actually wrote The Charnel House as well. And so that's how I met him. I was actually doing a table read and doing a thing in The Charnel House. For The Charnel House, and so he decided to write this role for me in Desperately Seeking Love, and so that's how it happened. And it was interesting because it was shot in Colorado, and this place was shot in the Hamel House, and it goes way back when, and there was this mining guy owned it, and actually he was. His great grandson is Mark Hamill, so the actor Mark Hamill.
Really?
So I found that all, you know, fascinating as well as how it all intertwines and goes together there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that's amazing. And so these are both. I know. Dead Love is out, and people
so
can.
And so is Charnel House. The Charnel House you can find also.
Awesome.
On Netflix
awesome.
And iTunes and all over. It's all over there. As well, really excellent.
That's fantastic.
They're both great. They're both great films.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Broadway in Fort Lauderdale. Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King and I, based on the 2015 Tony Award-winning production, is breathtaking and exquisite, says the New York Times. November 20th through December 2nd. Tickets at BrowardCenter.org.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you two episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierux.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out L'ApothecaryUnique.com, spelled L'ApothecaryUnique.com. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Well, that's very cool, and you know, and you're doing these, and what do you? This is a dumb question, actually. I'm sure work is work to a professional like you, and they're both different, I imagine. Television film and then movie film. Movie film's just right on the spot, right? I mean, it's you got to get it all done pretty quick, because you got to get back to the TV stuff, right?
Well, actually, you know, TV. You know, our show, The Young and the Restless, is shot, it's really fast. We do like 60, 80 pages a day. And on a film, you lucky to get a half a page done a day. So it's very, very different. And on our show, The Young and the Restless, you better get it right the first take because, you know, at least I don't want to be the reason that they have to take it over. Let's put it that way. You asked me too about this genre and I think about Jamie Lee Curtis, and she started in this genre, and it's certainly done a good thing for her. And here she's still in it and actually bigger than ever. So, you never know. I like to work, and I like to work all different things, such as film. And I just actually recently finished doing a play called Desperately Seeking Love. Desperately Seeking Love. I like doing everything. I like doing all that. It keeps you going and keeps you sharp, and it's a good thing.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, in addition to all of this work, you do a ton of charity type work, projects and whatnot as well. I'm looking at your website here, and man, I don't know, Kate, when you sleep, because you've got a lot.
They have that saying that if you want something done, you ask the busiest person you know, and then.
That's true.
I really feel that it's important to give back, and I feel so fortunate. I'm in a field that's all I ever wanted to do. I always wanted to be an actress. There wasn't anyone in my family in the business, and I just had to figure it out myself and take one step forward and five steps back. And actually, I feel like I still am doing that sometimes. But I just think it's just so important. If everyone just gave a little bit, you know, can you imagine where we would all be? And so I do three teas a year where I bring Young and the Restless people up. In fact, I have one coming up December 2nd, which is next weekend in Toronto, and that's for March of Dimes. And I do one in Calgary in April for March of Dimes, and then I do another one in Vancouver for cancer for the Canucks. It's good, and I'm celebrity spokesperson for the ALS Association. So
nice.
I do a lot, and I was at the LA Mission on the day before Thanksgiving and working there.
Oh, that's
fantastic. And it's all good because you know everybody needs a little bit of help once in a while, and I don't know, here in Southern California things have been really kind of rough.
Fires, no.
Oh, I know five people that lost their houses. I mean,
I only know one, but It was crazy.
Yeah.
That's
awful.
You
can
know?
You imagine? I mean, I can't even imagine. Nothing.
Oh,
everything's
no.
gone. I just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. And people, so, animals and pets, and it's just terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Now, you weren't in your area where you're at and everything. You were okay? All your
yes,
stuff was okay?
Goodness.
Oh, thank God.
Yes. And
yeah.
We just got, like, the, you know, the air quality wasn't so great, but, you know, other than that, you know, thank goodness we're all okay.
Kate just grabbed one of her fabulous Chanel scarves and
yes.
yeah. dug in and went to work.
Yeah, yeah, you're funny. Yeah.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
North Pole Hotline, Mrs. Claus here. My holiday shopping list is so big, I can't wait for Black Friday. Get to Old Navy's biggest sale of the year starting tomorrow. Old Navy? Beat the crowds for 50% off your entire purchase. 50% off? Plus, this Friday only, Old Navy's famous cozy socks are just a buck in stores. Old Navy's giving $1 for every pair sold up to $1 million to boys and girls clubs. So I can do good, look good, and get 50% off your entire purchase at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 11/21 to 11/23. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Cozy socks valid 11/23 in stores only. Limit 10.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one, and you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened, because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart. Be like me. Get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheCRing.com.
Well, it's amazing. And we do have, ladies and gentlemen, a link up to Kate Linder's website and whatnot. And on it, there are about 60 links or so. No, it's not that many, but I would say every bit of half of that to all of her various and Facebooks and the high tees and that, all of this, ALS, I should say, and
right.
Everything that she's involved in. And you can get over there and do what you can to help. And well, she's even walking to end lupus, I'm seeing here. Or
yeah, I was Grand Marshal for that. And that, you know, you don't realize how that affects people and family members as well. And, it's just all these. I know that we can get rid of all these things. I mean, we can put people on the moon, for God's sake. I know right. There's a way that we can find cures for all of these things. We just can't give up. We just have to keep going. And there was this gentleman. His name was Andrew Fleason. And he, because I'm a celebrity spokesperson for ALS Association, and he had told me one time that, you know, it doesn't matter in this lifetime how many breaths you take, but rather what you do with those breaths. So
right.
I decided, you know, that made a lot of sense to me. So I'm going to take every breath I have and and make and not give up until we find cures for all these things.
Absolutely. It's and you know, very inspiring. You know, you hear someone like yourself speak of this, and you just can't help but want to help yourself. You know, it's and that's good. It's a good thing. Very cool. Now, back to film. I know that you are. We're talking about, of course, Dead Love and your other film that just came out as well. Do you are the gears going, or are there projects? I know it's hard sometimes for people in entertainment to speak of things before T's are crossed and I's dotted and all that.
There is another one. Yeah, there's another film called The Book of Leia. It's not out yet, and I'm hoping that it will be soon. And Armand Asante played my cousin in that. And Charlie Matthau was the director. And Jimmy Van Patten played my husband. And I just had a great time doing that. I shot that in Chicago area. So that was fabulous, too. And I hope that will be out in the not-too-distant future. And then I can come back on and tell you all about that one, too.
Absolutely. That's fantastic.
Now, Young and the Restless, that's still going. That's ongoing. And,
yeah.
You're a pivotal character in the series. I mean, you know, you've been on there a minute. People have grown up watching your character and whatnot. Any exciting things you can you probably don't know because you get to work and then they tell you what's, you know, you have to.
Well, we get our scripts. We shoot it about anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks ahead. So, you know, I've shot a lot, like all the holiday. It's interesting doing the holiday episodes, you know, way before the holidays, because it's sort of like, wow, it's Thanksgiving. Oh no, it's Christmas. You know, it's not anywhere near Christmas, but that's a lot of fun. I actually, it was great because last night I did the Hollywood Christmas Parade, and that's taped, and so it'll air like on December 14th, I think, on the CW.
Wow.
And then it airs on the Hallmark Channel, and all through the holidays it will continue to air. But we had Jordy, who is on our show now, who plays Ray, and then we have another new character, Allison, who plays Kelly. So she's on there now, and the three of us were in the car, and we had a great time seeing all the people on the. There must have been 100,000 people out there last night. So it was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, that is
the Hollywood Christmas Parade, which we'll all see in a few weeks.
Right.
A couple weeks. I can't believe this year. And when I was a kid, you always hear adults say that. You know, they're like,
yeah.
Oh, time goes fast when you're. They weren't lying. It just seems like.
It's scary. Gary, how fast it goes.
Thanksgiving, I was putting the Christmas lights on our house, and I'm like, take these down? You know, I can't believe
it. Yeah, maybe you should just leave them up, and then you won't have to.
I can't do it. I can't. We just bought this house, me and my now fiance, and
congratulations. That's great.
Thank you. Yeah, we're those people on the block that, matter of fact, all the neighbors, as I said, I was putting the lights up Thanksgiving, and they all came over and said, Jamie, you're supposed to do this tomorrow. You're making us all look bad.
No.
I'm like, well, I'm just pride of ownership, you know, that's. Worked hard.
Yeah, that's great. Good for you.
Trying to keep it up. Very cool. Well, I'm very excited, and I think Dead Love's great film to especially for the horror fans. It was kind of an interesting film. I was reading some of the reviews of this and whatnot. I didn't get all the way through it yet because of the holidays. We had out of town people in, and I just didn't have a chance. I'm about halfway through it. What I've seen so far, though, is really, really good. And it's out. Wild Eye Releasing put this out. And you can watch it, folks. You can watch it. It's definitely out there and just a very, very cool film.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Welcome to the Total Wireless store, where total confidence awaits.
Music powers my morning runs, but data overages slow me down.
Don't worry, you got this with the Total Wireless store. Just bring your number and get 10 gigs of lightning-fast 4G LTE data with unlimited talk and text for $40 a month.
I'd run to the Total Wireless store right now for that deal, if I wasn't already here.
Data girl.
Discover the Total Wireless stores and get total confidence. The latest phones, the best network, all at great prices. Excludes TracFone Wireless Inc. brand sports. $40 plan must remain active to keep bonus data after 12/31/18. Terms at stores.totalwireless.com.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion. .com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
What do you think? Though you've been in the business for a minute or so, what do you think of all these new streaming platforms? I mean, they're just screaming for content. This has got to be fantastic for somebody in the film business like yourself, right?
Well, you know, there's just so much to choose from. I mean, in one way it's good, and then another way it's like on our show. I like the fact that on The Young and the Restless, if you don't have to be home to watch it, there's
right.
other ways to watch it, and that kind of thing is really good. But also, you know, there's so many things to watch, and you can't possibly see everything.
Watch.
You know, I was just
talking about this at a party the other day, and you know, there was a series on Amazon that they made out of a book that I really liked from high school called The Man in the High Castle.
Uh-huh.
The latest season just came out, and I'm like, that's great, but where I don't have 18 hours set aside where I can sit down and binge watch that. You know what I mean? This is a and it's I actually have to. I have found myself with a calendar that made a little spreadsheet saying, okay, on this day, I'm going to have 2 hours and I'm going to watch this, this, and this. And then I can do, you know, I have to schedule it all out just like television used to be scheduled, you know,
yeah,
where you'd watch one episode per week.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Come around. You know, but it's just like, you know, I spend an hour making that schedule every week, just, you know. Same
yeah,
as grocery
so
shopping.
You could have watched Young and the Restless in that hour.
You know, now, Kate, that I know somebody from the show,
yeah.
I'm going to have to start I'm sure they're all online somewhere or something. I'm going to have to start way back in 1973 and try to catch up on it.
Well, I came on in 82, so you don't have to go all the way back.
82. Yeah, only 30 years.
Yeah, only 36 years, isn't it? No, it's fabulous. It's a terrific show. I'm
that's
so
the dream.
Proud of
I don't know any, not that I know a ton of actors or Hollywood folk. I know a few, but man, I don't know any of them that have had a gig that long. That's fantastic.
Well, as Susan, I was only hired for one day, so you just don't know, and you just keep going. I love what I do, and I'm so excited because I don't have to, press the snooze alarm. You know, I'm excited to get up and go to work.
Right.
And that makes me, super happy. And I was just, honored with a star on the Walk of Fame, and that's so amazing to me. I can't even move. I have to go there periodically, make sure it's still there, because it's hard to believe even now that it's there. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. See, I call it working the program. And for me, you just do what you do to the very best of your ability, and you can't push for the end result, because I think when you do that, you just kind of like push it away,
Right.
And
right.
So I think you just have to keep doing what you do. And
well, this is
those things
advice.
Come to you.
Fantastic advice. I was telling the audience, this is fantastic advice. This is a lady, a woman, she's got a star on the Walk of Fame. I mean, she's had an acting job since 1982 or 83. It's amazing. Listen to what she's saying. Because obviously it's working. that's fantastic.
You have to work hard. I guess there's some people that have, lucked out and maybe it happened, but then you have to have the talent and the wherewithal to back it up.
Right. Anyone can find themselves in a unique position, but in order to maintain that position,
right.
You should move forward from that position. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's where the talent comes in, and savvy. As you said, it's show business. I have no idea, but I imagine you're pretty right here, right now on contracts and all of that kind of stuff as well. Have to be. Somebody been in the business doing all this stuff, very, very cool. I'm very inspired, Kate.
I just, I just love doing what I do, and I'm so fortunate to have been able to do, other projects like Dead Love and The Charnel House and lots. And then I can give back and do my charities. I'm out there just about every day, so doing something and working and trying to give back and keep going. And I think it's all good.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And ladies and gentlemen, we will be putting a link up also to the Charnel House and whatnot, so you can find out more information about that. Just as soon as the show's over here, we'll get all that done. And
my Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all that. You can just, if you go on my website, then you can just click on that. There's a place you can just click on there and follow me and stuff.
Fantastic. And you got to follow Kate Linder on Instagram. I do. I think it's pretty cool. Well, awesome. Well, Kate, I want to thank you. I know I kept you a little longer than I originally said. I apologize about that. You're just fascinating to talk to.
I enjoyed speaking with you, Jimmy. You're great. I totally enjoyed it.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. I know it's extremely tight and extremely busy. And, you know this. Just keep doing what you're doing, Ms. Linder. You're awesome at it. You rock. Very cool.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. You too. Have a great holiday season.
And you as well.
Okay.
Well, there you go, folks. That was our guest today, actress Kate Linder. Amazing. Man, I'm a little starstruck. Very, very cool. It's amazing. Like I said, we'll be putting up all those additional links and whatnot as well on our show page. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when this show is converted at the end of the episode here to a podcast, those links follow. We're on about 70, I think it's 70 or 75 now, maybe. Well, I'm sorry, 78 different podcasting platforms where people go on the internet to listen to these podcasts, and those links will follow. So however you're listening to the podcast, you can click on those links and get to where you need to be. So very, very cool. We will be back. Are we back tomorrow? No, we're not actually. We're back Wednesday. So we will see you then. Thanks so much for listening, and we will see you then. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.